Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to the final episode of 2025. And this episode is all going to be about the highs and lows of this year in my business. And the reason I'm doing this episode is because I love a behind the scenes. Now, I think this is probably why I'm a bit of a sucker for really bad reality TV, maths, Love Island, if I'm honest. There are a few. I love it. And I just love knowing or thinking I know a bit about, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. The mastermind that I am part of actually has a behind the scenes channel, which is really great, where you get real in-depth information on the businesses inside the mastermind. And I love that. So I thought I would come on today and share with you, as this final episode of the year, a behind the scenes of my year, the highs, the lows, what I'm taking with me into 2026, what I'm leaving behind, just to give you a little bit of an insight into what goes on behind the scenes. Because I really think with digital business, it can be really easy to show a highlight reel. And I've said this before on this podcast, I am not the best. I'm quite an open book, really, but I think it probably is a bit surface level. I am not the best at kind of sharing my deep, dark secrets and bringing people unsolicited maybe into my world. I do have walls. And so I thought that, you know, this might push me a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I thought it might be a really impactful way to kind of share with you what my year has looked like, but also to help you to see that these highs and lows in the digital business are really normal and actually really to be expected. If you come into this world expecting a kind of, you know, stratospheric rise with no issues along the way, you're going to really be disappointed. So I think it's going to be a nice opportunity, hopefully, to share with you a little bit more about what happens behind the scenes in this world. So we've got some highs and we've got some lows, and I thought I would start with my biggest high of the year from a business perspective. And that high is launching the Scaling Wellness Accelerator. Now, this is a program that if you had told me 12 months ago that I would be launching a high ticket program, I would not have believed you. And in fact, actually, I would have said to you that what I already had was high ticket. And what I was selling at the time, 12 months ago, was I think it was £450 product. So for me, in my head, that was high ticket. Actually, in the landscape that I operate in, that's actually still classed as a low ticket offer. Expensive for some, for sure, but low ticket in terms of levels. So now I have the accelerator, which is a high ticket offer and is currently until the 31st, so until Wednesday, is currently £1,500. And then it goes up to £2,000 from the 1st of Jan. So it is high ticket. It is an expensive offer. If you'd asked me 12 months ago if I would have done that, I would have said no. And the reason being was that I didn't or wouldn't have believed that I would have had the expertise to be able to do that. And so this year has been a massive learning curve. And it's been a real kind of deep dive into actually what I am good at, what I can do, and how I can help people. And one of the things I really love, probably most of all, is working in a group. I don't think I'd realized potentially before this year how much I loved it. I always felt like I needed one-to-one. One-to-one support was the only way forward for me personally. But actually, getting into the right group is really impactful for a few reasons. Being in the right group gives you a kind of momentum that you don't get when you're working alone. momentum that moves you forwards, that shows you the action that people around you are taking. So you kind of have no choice but to be nudged along with it. That momentum is really impactful. And with the right group, it's also a really supportive environment. It's a really great way to kind of feel like you're in the right space. You're going in the right direction with the right people. And you've got a tribe, a team of people that are there to support you. And so from me getting into the right room and being with the right people has really spurred on my ability, my capability to create the Scaling Wellness Accelerator and make it into what it is. I don't know if you remember, you probably don't. Why would you? It launched back in May, June time. And it started out and we had the first round with 6 people. And it went from July or June to September, something like that. Actually, it may have even been earlier than that. It may have been like April to July. I think it finished before the summer. So it was 12 weeks at the time. And we worked as a group, started and finished together. And then I took the summer off and I took a break from the accelerator. And I decided I was going to relaunch it in September because I felt like it had been a challenging few weeks because it was new. So whenever you create a digital product that's new, it's hard, like it's really hard work. You feel really invested in the people that have put the money into the pot to work with you, people that have put their trust in with you. And it was an incredible experience. I had a really incredible group. That first group of experts, I just loved working with, and I still love watching them online. And 2 of them are now still working with me. So that's really lovely. But I really had a great team, you know, a team of people. We were a good group, and it was really successful, and it felt like a really enjoyable period. But I wanted to take the summer off because I really wanted to kind of rethink how it was going to look. Those people that came in that first time round came in as founders. So whenever I set up any new digital products, and I advise my clients to do the same, we always set them up as kind of beta versions, like a pilot run. And that's what that first iteration was. So I took the summer off to give myself some time to regroup and go again. And since that regrouping, there has now been 23 wellness experts through the accelerator. There are still 19 inside. And I have currently another 3 starting in January. I say currently because I'm recording this on the 9th of December and it may well have changed by then. But currently there are another 3 set to begin in January. And so it's been a roaring success. There have been some incredible results inside. There have been plenty of members who have joined with very, very similar goals. Most of the goals are actually the same. Lots of you are joining with teaching hours or coaching hours or clients that they maybe don't really align with, or, you know, classes that they run on a Saturday morning that they don't want to be doing forever. Or some of my clients work still in the NHS or in various other roles. And so often the goal when people start in the accelerator is to be able to give up some of that other stuff. And that's happening. And that's one of the biggest things that I've seen happen is people finding other teachers for their classes that they don't want to teach anymore, feeling empowered to give up a job even though they still need the money, but knowing that the only way they're going to push this business forward is if they have the time to do it. So people feeling empowered and safe and you know, confident enough in their digital business to be able to make these incredible life changes, life steps. We've got wellness experts in there who have come in with absolutely nothing, not even a CRM system, not an email list, nothing, who are now launching or who are set to launch in January. I've got wellness experts in there who are launching for the 3rd or the 4th time, members who have moved to a hybrid model, so they're bringing in monthly members, a bit like I do for the accelerator. There are members who have employed VAs, tech VAs, Facebook ads experts. Lots of them are now running ads and they are all growing their email lists. So they're really growing and nurturing new leads. So they don't run out of leads. And this is one of the things I see happen in wellness businesses so often is that we start all guns blazing and it goes really well to begin with. and then we run out of people to buy. And basically we exhaust our audience. So we need to replenish that audience. And that is one of the big things that we do inside the accelerator. We work on your offer, we work on your pricing, we work on your messaging, but we also bring new people into your world. And so I'm seeing that happening and it's working brilliantly. And the people in there are incredible. I really, really love each and every one of them. Yeah, and it's made my working life really, really joyful because we communicate and chat every single day. So the accelerator has been definitely my highlight professionally of the year, but there have been some others. I have also been, as I said, part of a mastermind, and that has been an incredible part of my year. I've been on a couple of overnight and two night retreats. I've had lots of away days with them. I have also got some extra support, so I'm getting some help with my marketing, my Facebook ads, not my messaging, that comes down to me, but the actual running of the ads happens inside the mastermind, which is great. But I've also been working this year with a tech VA, which has again changed the game for me. It's freed up my time away from doing some of the things that I am okay actually at doing. I'm pretty good at the tech behind the scenes, but it's just things that I don't need to be doing and I probably shouldn't be doing at this point. If it's a choice between setting up a landing page and going out and making three sales, like really my business relies on me to make the sales. The other bits I can outsource. So the VA, my tech VA, Kirsty, has been an incredible addition to my team and I've loved working with her. So that's been a massive move forwards. Another couple of wins for me, my revenue this year has been great. I'm not going to give numbers because I don't really believe in that kind of bro marketing, but just to say that I matched my 2024 revenue by August of this year. So there was a huge jump, a huge leap in my revenue. I think I'm almost on track to double my revenue from 2024 to 2025. And my November just gone was the highest revenue month in my business ever. So that also has been a massive win. Q4 has actually been really great for me. And this month, despite it being December, actually my last highest month was last December in 2024. So it's just a kind of testament to say that December can be a high revenue month. You don't need to be thinking that, you know, sales stop in December. They don't. I'm about to have 5 members renew. So again, it's renewal month for me. So it's going to be another, this December's going to be another good month. So I've also had an upward slant in recurring revenue. And this has been really impactful for me to be able to look a couple of months ahead and know that if I did nothing, if I didn't get out of bed for the next 2 months, my income is secure. It's there. It's already tapped into my account. It will come in January and February and beyond, actually. So, but I know that the next 2 months for sure is enough, more than enough for me to live on and survive on. So that's a really nice change this year that's been really incredible for me to feel like I have that security over finances and the recurring revenue to feel safe to be able to be playful in my business. That if something goes wrong or I don't enjoy something, I can change things. I'm not committed and I don't have to stick with the same plan. Obviously I will always fulfill my obligations with my clients, but it's really nice to think that we can have some fun. We can be a bit playful with business and shift things around, which is nice to know when the revenue is locked in and quite hard to do when you're battling for income. So I do appreciate that that's a big one. The other thing for me this year has been holidays. This was one of my big goals when I set out to run a digital business back in 2018. My big goal was that I wanted to be able to earn from my holiday. I wanted to be able to work without giving up my time, without that direct correlation of time for money. And this year I really achieved that. In August, I went on holiday for 2 weeks, didn't do any work whilst I was away. Scheduled all of my social media and content beforehand and was able to quite literally make sales from the beach, which was really amazing and actually the first time that had properly happened for me. Now, to be completely transparent, I didn't feel like the business moved forwards in the way that it would do if I had been at my desk. So there's definitely work to be done there, and I think there's probably going to be a kind of clinch point this year or in 2026 where I need to look at holidays and how I continue to run the accelerator and offer support whilst having holidays. That's going to be a change for sure. So it may be that there's some new team that need to come in. I may need to bring in some other experts to help me. But essentially, my time is less linked to my income, which is great. And it can only get better from here. But I also, which I also really enjoyed, was I took my girls to Dorset for a week in July. And that was really lovely because it was just me and the girls. And what I found was brilliant. And this is testament to, you know, time of life. They are teenagers and almost a teenager. And they, what I found was working really well was they were getting up at kind of, you know, 10, half 10, which meant that if I got up at kind of 6, which is kind of happy, comfortable for me, I could do my workout, do a couple of hours of work and still have time to spare by the time they woke up. And that was great because it meant that I was working away from home. I just needed a Wi-Fi signal, but then it meant that we could go off and have fun for the rest of the day. So that was really lovely. We were able to kind of go on walks, go to the beach, do all those fun things that you can do on holiday, but I was still technically in the business. I was working. So that was really nice. I always wanted to have a business that I could run from anywhere. My kind of big dream is to be able to take 2 or 3 months a year in a different country each year and just base myself somewhere. I love the idea of just going to Spain and renting an Airbnb for 2 months and just kind of really getting to know a village or getting to know a town or, you know, just really immersing in a local culture and being there rather than holidaying all the time. So I really love the idea of doing that. And that was always a goal for me and my husband. He's a cyclist. So for him, it would be going somewhere where he can just hit the mountains. And for me, I don't mind working, but I just wanted to be able to not always be at home doing that. So that was a big goal for the digital business and that came true this year. So that was a massive win. The other thing that I would really like to make clear, and I think I've already kind of said this, is that I really feel this year like I have brought in the right people. And I think this is really key when it comes to standing out in your digital business and running a business that feels aligned for you, that brings you joy. One of the most important elements of that is that you are working with the right people. So your client avatar work, your niche work, it's really important that you invest time into understanding who the people are that you want to work with. Now, for me, it is ambitious, focused, excited wellness business owners, but they have to be doers. They have to be keen. They have to be up for the challenge. This is not an easy business to jump into. So you have to have, you know, that unflinching desire and drive to make this work. Otherwise, everything's going to feel really, really hard and really, really slow. You have to be all in. And those are the people that I love working with. And those are the people that get the best results in my world. So I really feel like I've attracted a lot of those this year. I've got some really ambitious, really kind of experienced, but doers, wellness experts who are willing to just do the work to get the outcome they want. They're not just kind of dipping their toe into wellness, into digital wellness. They are all in. They're all in and they're ready to do the work. And those are the people I love working with because that is me. But it's also the people that I get the best results with. So that has been really impactful. And by the way, guys, that's not accidental. Like, one of the things that happened at the beginning of the year was I found that I was attracting some people who maybe were looking for a quick fix. They were looking for a quick extra bit of cash into their world by setting up some kind of membership or something like that. And those people are not my kind of people. They're not the people that I want to work with because anyone can do that. You know, you guys can all go out and set up a digital product. You can set up a membership. You can have a dabble and have a go and you will make some money. But the people I want to work with are the people who aren't settling for making some money. They want impact. They want freedom. They want revenue. They want to make changes in their world. They want to give up jobs. They want to be an expert, be seen as an expert. They want to be on stage. They want to be invited onto the podcasts. They have drive and ambition, and those are the people that I want in my world. And so there was a point at the beginning of the year where I really had to focus on that and really shift my messaging away from the kind of, you know, are you stuck? Are you feeling like it's not working? And that kind of downwards messaging, and work more towards, are you wanting this? Does this bring you excitement? Are you this type of person? And really kind of lean into the type of person that I wanted to attract. Because actually my business was quite hard work when I was attracting the wrong people. So it makes it easier. You know, when you bring the right people in, they actually are far easier to work with. They actually need a lot less of my help than the past avatar, shall we say. Okay, so those are most of my highs. The other one I would say is an impact high. This is where I've actually had the opportunity, and I am having the opportunity next year to work with some incredible wellness businesses, some bigger businesses. And this has been really exciting. I've worked with a couple of big Pilates training schools. I've worked with a big health coaching academy. I've worked with a huge weight loss business, which of a lot of these I'm under non-disclosure, so I can't actually name names, but there have been some really exciting opportunities for me this year. And actually some of them I'm not on an NDA with, but I just don't want to name them in case I don't want to make it uncomfortable for them. But there have been some huge opportunities, and the biggest one I start working on in January, and I'm really excited about that. And again, I probably will be able to name them in the new year, but I wouldn't do that without speaking to the client first. But it's, I've had some really fantastic opportunities, and that has been an impact piece that was missing from 2024 that was absolutely on my vision board for 2025. So that's been really exciting. And I guess the other thing I should say about the wins this year is this podcast. This podcast has been incredible for me. You guys have been really supportive listeners, and I've loved being able to do it for you. It's actually something I really enjoy. But also the outcome of running this podcast has been huge. I don't think anyone has worked with me this year without saying the phrase, I have binged your podcast. It gets said to me all the time. And so I know this has impact. I know that by doing this, you get to know me a little bit better and I get to share more with you. I'm a talker. So it's one thing writing you an email, but being able to share time in your ears, I don't take that for granted. And I'm always grateful when people message me and tell me if they're enjoying it. So I'd love to hear from you if you are. Thank you again for listening, because I know I say it every week, but I really, really do mean it. So I just wanted to put that out there. And so you're probably listening to this thinking, well, that's all well and good. Let's all, you know, list all the good stuff. What about the bad bits? And there have been some bad bits, I have to say. It's not all roses running a digital wellness business. And there have been some down points. But my list for downs is, or for lows, is way shorter. So I'm going to kind of rattle through it and share with you some of the things that I've experienced this year. So I think the first thing was, or has been, some real doubt around positioning myself. Where do I want to position my business, and who do I want to help? And I see this with so many of you guys, that the niche conversation is a challenging one. And choosing your niche and leaning into a niche is really hard. And I have found that actually, you know, I want to be able to help all wellness experts with all stages of their digital business. But what I am recognizing is that I am best suited to working with wellness experts who have already had a go. And so that positioning piece has been challenging for me. You'll know that I recently launched a program called Stand Out, which is based on helping people to decide on their niche. Now, the launch for this, by the way, did not go as well as I had hoped it would. The sales were pretty low, much lower than I anticipated. So although it wasn't a high-priced product, I wasn't expecting a huge income boost from it. So it didn't kind of let me down in that way. But what I was expecting was I was hoping that more people would come into Standout so that I can nurture them through their niching and then invite them into the accelerator for their building. And that didn't really happen. Not enough people came into Standout for that to have a big impact. There are a few reasons I think for that. The first thing I think, and this is a best guess, I'm pretty sure that the timing of it wasn't quite right. I launched it over Black Friday, and I thought previous to Black Friday that, you know, if I open the doors a week before, I'll get in there before other people are talking about Black Friday. Of course, that is not the case. And Black Friday now spans pretty much all of November. And so I don't think I was quite early enough with my messaging around it. I also don't know that this is the only thing people need help with. Now, you will know you may not know, but I'll put it in the show notes. I have a free training which is based on nailing your wellness niche. You know that we need a niche. We all need to be really clear on who we're working with. And most wellness experts find this really challenging. But I don't know that just niching ticked enough of the question mark boxes for you guys. I don't know if it was enough of a win, of a home run, in order for people to make the investment. So I do think there is, for me, a little bit of work to do around that. You know, the niche is one part, but is it enough? Do people also want the pricing and the tech? And, you know, how do I build this product? I think potentially the answer is yes. So I need to do a bit of work on that and figuring that out. So that is definitely something that needs some work on. But I wanted to share it because it does bring me back to that conversation around positioning and who do we want to be known to and what do we want to be known for. Now, I'm very, very good at helping people find their niche. I would say it is a big skill of mine that normally when I have a conversation with someone, within 30 minutes, we are able to be pretty clear on what their niche is. And I've put a lot of that thought into Standout. So there is a lot of, you know, the product is good, the content is great, but I don't know that that is where my joy lies. And so I have had to do some thought on that this year. Do I want to be sitting in that space or do I want to help the expert that is a little bit further along? Truthfully, I'm still juggling this a little bit. I want to do both and I think I will do both. My business will be able to support both. But really my big focus going into 2026 is going to be in the accelerator, working with wellness experts who are ready to make that bigger step. So they may not have a niche, they may not have a digital product yet, but they are ready to make a bigger investment and a really kind of stand behind this desire to grow something. I think the difficulty of having a low ticket product is that there isn't enough skin in the game for the right kind of people to come in. And when you sell something that is a little bit higher ticket, the attention is also there because people are investing a lot of money in working with you. And so they are absolutely committed to doing the work. And I think if I'm honest, that probably is the type of person that I want to work with the most. It's not necessarily the stage of business you're at. It's more about your intention. And so I've had to do a bit of work, a lot of work all year, backwards and forwards around positioning. You know, what is my position in this? And I think that is where I've come to. So those are the learnings really from the launch of Standout, the kind of client level that I want to be really focusing on and really kind of getting clear on that avatar has been a big piece of work and continues to be. I think the thing that I would say for all of you listening, if you aren't sure on your niche, and even if you do have a niche, your niche will evolve and you will need to always be working on it. It is not a one-time job. So spend time on really considering your person, your client avatar, your positioning, your messaging, how you want to speak to those people, how you want to draw them into your world, because that is the work that I do constantly. Now, one of the other big lows this year was that I decided over the summer that I was just going to rebuild everything. And so I came back to the business in September and I turned off my lead ads. I turned off my lead magnets. I stopped selling and I just basically got my head down and started rebuilding. So rebuilding my freebies, rebuilding my website, rewriting my pages, you know, doing all that stuff that I tell people not to do. And I just felt like I needed, everything needed a refresh. But the big mistake I made was that everything refreshed at the same time. And so I had a kind of 3 or 4 week period at the beginning of September where I had no sales coming in, no new leads coming in. And I was just absolutely swamped with admin. And so that was a big low because I really started to panic. Luckily, the accelerator relaunched in September. So I had 5 or 6, I think, new members starting in September. But because I now have a hybrid model, I need to be bringing new people into the accelerator every single month. Now that's going to slow down because most of the people in there are now renewing and staying inside the accelerator. So there will get to the point in the next couple of months where there just won't be space for anybody new. And that's going to be an incredibly fortunate place for me to get to. It's the goal. And at that point, there will be a waiting list. But as long as people continue to join in the next few months and continue to renew, the accelerator, I will be required to make less sales. But for now, 5 a month is still the goal. And so I haven't really got time to kind of burn things down. And 5 a month is an achievable goal, I would say, for anybody. But it is still every month a refreshing target. And that can be quite challenging. It works well for me at the moment. And like I say, I don't know that it's going to be something I need to be doing for much longer. But at the moment, it works really nicely. And bringing new people in each month is actually a real joy. But the downside of that is I am always trying to hit sales targets. And so that can be tiring. So that's maybe something for next year to consider. And the final thing I want to just say to you guys is that inside the accelerator, we do a lot of work on, you know, how do we bring in new people? How do we warm them up? How do we convert them? How do we sell to them? You know, how do we offer them information without always feeling really salesy? And one of the things we do are things called conversion events. So it could be a webinar, could be a workshop, could be a challenge. But these are events where people come and get to spend time with us so that we can invite them into our world. One of the things I do is I run workshops. I haven't run one in December, but I will be running another one in January. And those workshops are designed to give a huge amount of value. They're 90 minutes. I walk people through their digital business growth, how they're going to grow this product that they've spent time building. And at the end, I move people into selling for the accelerator. Or invite them into the accelerator. Now, one of the challenges around that has been that sometimes when you run these workshops, you just don't get the signups that you want. And I have had a couple of occasions where the signups have been low, my lead ads haven't been working well, you know, the algorithm's messing around with the meta ads. All sorts of different challenges. You know, maybe my messaging hasn't been so clear on encouraging people to actually come live to the workshop. And there have been occasions over the last year where the workshop numbers have not been great. But I've also had the opposite problem. In September, I ran a conversion event, which was a workshop. And the next step afterwards was to book a call with me if you were interested in the accelerator. And I had 17 people book a call and I had 2 weeks to get through those 17 people. And that actually was a low point for me because I was spending my whole time on sales calls. And as much as I do love speaking to people, I love having those calls, there were too many of them and I wasn't qualifying people well enough pre-sale, pre-call even. So the way I've changed that now is that there's now, you can apply for the accelerator via an application form, or you can have a call with me. But even when you have the call, you have to fill out a couple of questions. And that just gives me an idea from those questions as to whether or not you are the right person to come into the accelerator and whether or not we should explore that on the phone call. And sometimes, most times, not most times actually, that's a lie, but probably 50% of the time, the person that requests the call actually isn't at quite the right stage. And that's what I was finding when I had these 17 calls, that actually many of them were not the right stage. So for me, that was quite a big time waster. Like I say, I want to caveat this with, it's always nice to speak to people. And I always love being able to give as much help as I can. But when my time is limited, I need to be sure that the people I'm speaking to are the right fit, so that neither of us are wasting our time. So that was another challenge. And I would be aware of that, guys, that if you're running workshops or challenges, you know, just be aware that if you don't get the numbers you want, I always try and think of a room of people. You know, I like to get over 100 people booked onto a webinar. But if I don't get that and I just get 30, sometimes I really like to think of, imagine if I had 30 people in a room. That would be really impactful. I would be really chuffed with that. So remembering that at the end, it's always a person at the end of all these leads that come through. You know, sometimes my clients get upset because they're getting like 3 or 4 new leads a day. And it's like, that's actually three human beings who have opted into finding out more about working with you. So I try and remember that there are people at the end of it, rather than getting down about the numbers. And also remembering that, you know, we need to use all of these numbers as data. You know, how well have the ads worked? How well have they converted? What are we spending on leads, on new leads? What's the conversion like? You know, so sometimes if you run a workshop with less people, but you might end up getting a higher percentage of signups because you're able to give them a little bit of extra time and attention because there's less of them there. So, you know, with all the lows, there are lessons, shall we say. And that's, again, something that I really love to work on with my clients, is not seeing the downsides as just downsides, but actually, just, you know, figuring out what the lesson is here. Like, what's the learning? What can we do better moving forwards? What can we leave behind? What worked? What didn't work? And sometimes, you know, one sign up feels terrible, but then you only had 10 people there in the first place and you realize that actually it's the 10% conversion rate, which is incredible. So, you know, sometimes it's the data. We try not to get too emotional about things, try and make sure that we are looking at the real picture rather than, you know, a pretend number that we pulled out of the air, or a hope and a dream that we, you know, we had that hasn't come true, but had no, you know, had no facts behind it, or no data behind it. So I hope that makes sense. But yes, anyway, so I'm going to leave it there, guys. I wanted to share with you a little behind the scenes, and I think I have done that. All in all, 2025 has been an epic year for me, from a business perspective. It's been an absolute turnaround year for me. And 2026 is going to be even better. I've got so much coming in 2026. I cannot wait to get started. I really hope I will be meeting some of you in 2026 and that we get to work together in some capacity or another. And as I sign off here, I would just love to wish you all a really, really, really happy new year. I really hope that 2025 has been everything that you've wanted it to be, and that you're now excited and ready to move into a new year with some big goals and some big intentions for the next year. Because remember that, you know, if you are able to imagine this future business that you could have in the wellness space, then it is possible for you to achieve it. If you can dream it, you can do it. So let's set that as the intention for 2026. And if you have a product already, or if you are at the starting blocks, I can definitely help you. So let me know if you are an ambitious, driven, excited wellness expert. You know you're my person. I don't care what stage you're at. I can help you in some form. So please let me know. Please reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram, or send me an email. And I look forward to working with you, hopefully, next year. Take care, guys. It's a long one today. I hope you found it useful. And I will see you next year. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.